Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Yep, it's still continuing. The morning show keeps going. It's going to keep going for another half an hour, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. 10:05 on the clock on this November 16th, 2022. It is a WFHR Radiothon featuring the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Having a lot of fun today, bringing on a lot of guests. Got our CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And we have Amy in today. Amy, I haven't seen you in forever.
I know.
Good to see
and
you.
Probably the last time you talked was around volunteering, would be my guess. With Dave Curry.
Yep.
And so we do have with us today Amy Fluno from the United Way team, and she is our director of 211. And so I'm thinking, you know, a really good way to wrap up the last half an hour of the Radiothon is to talk about, you know, needs in the community from the perspective of those reaching out for connection to resources. And mm-hmm. so I have Amy just give everybody an overview of what 211 is and the mm-hmm. service to the community. And then, you know, maybe we'll talk about some trends and what's happening, what we've been seeing maybe since COVID, because we talk all the time mm-hmm. about, you know, COVID. Let's talk about, you know, what are we seeing since then? But first, let's get an overview of 211.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. So 211, for those that don't know, we're an information and referral line available 24/7. 365 throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. And then just some fun facts too is 211 is throughout the entire country. Chicago is now starting their first 211. Yep. So they will be finally being covered. They were one of the last ones.
Yep.
So almost the entire country, all of Canada, Puerto Rico. So it's really, really a big service. So we are local for our call center from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Don't call right now because it's not local right now while I'm here.
We're on a pause.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're on a break, so you can call me after. But we answer the phones Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You know, we give out local resources. We give out statewide resources, sometimes national resources. Just really depends on what you're looking for. So local resources, we have everything from, you know, help with rent, which I'm sure we'll talk about rent, and utilities is always some of the big things. Food pantries in the area, all of that kind of needs thing that people are looking for. But we also do, you know, stuff that you're looking for to donate. You know, so like right now, winter coats.
Yeah.
You know, we have, we know places that are taking winter coats. We know places that are taking household items. So when you say, you know, my family member recently passed away and I need to donate and get the stuff out of their house, mm-hmm. you know, we can help you with that kind of stuff. So there's lots of broad things that we cover. And then there's, you know, lots of different personal stuff that we cover too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's a wide gamut of things that you guys do.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine all the different calls and different questions you've gotten over the years of doing this.
Yes, many interesting ones.
I can only imagine. That'll be another show. We're just going to do a show one day where we'll just focus on that. We'll do that down the line. But for today, one of the things that I want people to understand, too, is when we say the 211 does so much, they really do.
Mm-hmm.
And you really covered that very well there, Amy. I appreciate it. One of the things, too, that comes to mind when I hear you talk about this, and we've talked about, and going back to previous conversations, is how important 211 is to the community. On a day like this, I can't help but think, you know, what it's like if we don't have it,
mm-hmm.
you know, seeing the other side of things. And that is one of those ones where, thankfully, it's hard for any of us to wrap our mind around with this one. Everybody we've brought in makes an impact in what they do and in their field. 211, it touches so much, and it has so many different things that it covers. I couldn't imagine not having that resource there.
Right.
It's got to go so much farther than even people like myself realize.
Yeah, and I think so. Like, just listening to Kelly, you know, I was waiting. You know, child caring is another one that we refer to quite a bit, too, because people just need to know where they can go for child care, where they can, you know, get that specialized child care, or if they're looking to start a child care business, if they're, you know, there's lots of different reasons that we would refer someone there. And then, you know, I was listening to Katie too from North Cap. She's another really big resource that we refer to quite a bit for all the many things that they do over there. So, you know, we refer locally every single day, which is nice because then we know those resources. We know those people. We know their agencies. We know what they do, you know, and we're able to say, when someone says, oh, I need this, and we say, well, they don't really do that. This person does that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that makes a big difference, too, where people are like, oh, I heard this. Well, that's not always, yeah, you know, 100% accurate. So it's nice that we know a little bit more on that.
Something else that Kelly mentioned, too, as we were talking, and just kind of in passing, but it stuck with me, the idea that a real person answers the phone,
yeah,
that kind of thing. We all know how much we miss that. That used to be so common in our, mm-hmm, society, and now it seems like it's so uncommon.
Yeah.
But you call 211, and you are talking to a real person.
Yeah.
While I know that everything is right at the tips of our fingers with these supercomputers we all walk around with, you Google something, you search for something in your search engine, and it's not, there's not enough detail there. There's, mm-hmm, not enough there for, yeah, most people, especially if you are new to the area or new to the country.
Yeah.
There's so many of these factors there. Being able to talk to a real person, we all know what that's like and how much of a game changer that is, mm-hmm, to be able to do that. And here, 211 has always done that service.
Yeah, and we get that, like, I get that a lot when I answer the phone. Someone will say, oh, I didn't expect a person to answer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, you have to go through the prompts, you know, and
certainly,
that's with anything.
Yeah.
So that's not,
yeah,
like, you know. But yeah, I've had many people say, oh, I'm surprised that you answered, or, you know, that you answered that fast, or, you know, whatever it is. So it's kind of nice to hear that, too.
So I think another really important thing about that is you do get a real human. Mm-hmm. And even if you call, you know, we answer local 8 to 5, but it is a 24/7 service. So if you're, mm-hmm, calling after hours or on the weekends, you're just being routed to another larger call center, mm-hmm, in the state of Wisconsin, again, where you are talking to someone. But I think another one of the really important benefits of this is, you know, let's say you call with some sort of imminent issue or something that you're, you know, something that you're dealing with right now, and Amy gives you 10 different options. You know, you could try all of these things. But one of the other really important features is the offer to reconnect with you,
yeah,
later.
Yeah.
And if, you,
yeah,
know, and you might say, nope, you know what, this is good, and that's totally fine. But you also might say, yeah, you know what, I would appreciate that,
mm-hmm,
because you're overwhelmed. And so then, you know, it can be your call, even though it is confidential and anonymous, but if you say, you know, yes, I would appreciate that, then Amy can flag it, and someone from our 211 team can call you back in 2 days and just say, mm-hmm, hey, I'm just checking in. I want to, you know, did those resources work for you? Did they not? Because sometimes we just need that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
we don't,
yeah,
have that,
yeah,
whatever. We don't have that person, or maybe it's just something really private and we haven't shared,
yeah,
it with someone else, or,
right,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It could be any variety of things. And I think something else that's important for our listeners to hear, and then, you know, we can go back to directly the service of 211, but the 211 program is completely funded by United Way donations.
Mm-hmm.
So between our United Way and the Marshfield Area United Way are providing this program to the community, and then we also have some state grant funding sources that are leveraged by 211 Wisconsin. But this is a perfect example of, you know, your donor dollar and the impact that it's having in the community and the resource that we're able to offer. The data and the programs are updated so regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Like we very, very, very cautiously ever put anything in print,
mm-hmm,
from 211. So each spring we print a trifold brochure that's called a help guide,
mm-hmm,
and we get those distributed. They're distributed through school for our elementary age kids, churches, civic organizations, kind of any, I guess, anybody who's willing, but,
mm-hmm,
also anything that's really human service, right? So it could be hospitals and MSTC and different places like that where we can distribute. But beyond that trifold, we're really not putting things in print because programs change so fast. And
right,
we heard that, you know, earlier when we were talking to Katie. She was talking about the WERA funding. Well, when WERA funding's gone, we certainly wouldn't have wanted to have put that on a billboard.
Right.
And people,
right,
see,
right,
it, and it's,
yeah,
and the pot of funds is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's why I think it's just really important too, is that we have the capacity and we have the ability to keep those resources up to date, and we know when we know if energy assistance has run out of money, or, you know,
mm-hmm,
somebody might be offering gas,
mm-hmm,
car gas, you know,
right,
cards,
right, right,
for a period of time, but then those are gone, or,
yeah,
or whatever the case would be. So I think there's also the importance and the value of the real-timeness,
mm-hmm,
of being able to talk to them. And so, you know, just asking people to keep in mind when you have a need to give 211 a call, but also to understand that this is one of the, like, self-funded programs of United Way that comes out of, you know, the annual campaign each year.
goes a lot farther than I think we realize. And when we talk about this, when we talk about 211, how long it's been around and the work that it does, I want to just mention a number here that I see from your guys' website, or to 211 actually website, and that's 211.org if you're in need. 211.org is the website. I see you guys helped 23 people last year. It's amazing. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. 23 million people last year. My gosh, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That is really, I mean, it really speaks to how useful this is, how much of a resource this is.
Now, full disclosure, that's a national statistic.
True.
I just don't want people, because when I said we have the capacity to do this work, we do not have the capacity to do that work. We would need a much bigger campaign.
Yeah.
It's a good point to
But
bring
it
up.
Is important, you know, that we are, to note, we are part of that network. And, and Amy, I've heard her on calls where, you know, someone calls, and maybe it was an aging parent that passed away, but in, let's say, Green Bay.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, and so then, you know, Amy says, well, I can find those resources for you, or I can connect you with the resource center, you know, the contact center that handles that area, even though you're here, you know, because sometimes we have distance that gets in the way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that that's really important. But we handle, you know, nearly 5,000 calls just ourselves here locally each year. So that's, you know, that's a big impact as well.
And that funding goes to help those things. And then when we look at the types of calls you take, which runs the gamut of all kinds of things, that again, we talk about, I like to refer to this, especially during a time like this, of what you get for that dollar, what you get for that money that you put in. You're supporting all these different organizations we've talked about and so many more that we haven't even gotten a chance to talk to. But also a program like 211 that there is not anything it doesn't cover. It bleeds into so many different things in our daily lives in our society. So it really speaks to how you get so much for that dollar, for that money that you donate.
Yeah, there's so many different things. I mean, even when I started, it was just amazing the amount of calls and different calls. And that's something that I enjoy even now, is every call you don't know what it's going to be. So it's something different every time. And there's so much more that we do too. Like, you know, we've partnered with Aging Disability Center to take their registration for their senior stock boxes. We do that for Rapids and for Marshfield. And then Marshfield, we also do calls for tax time. So, I mean, there's a lot more that we do too, and a lot more locally too. So, you know, the tax appointments in Marshfield are a big one. We, you know, they have
stuff the bus registrations, you know, for families who need to receive school supplies. That all runs through there. So, yeah, there's just a really, 211 has really evolved into a really high level of community support in every community, but of course where we're most concerned is our community and the communities that we serve. And so, you know, helping people recognize that, but then also encouraging people to use the service, right? Like we want the phones to be busy, and we want our team to be actively engaging people and helping them solve, you know, maybe little problems or maybe huge problems, right? Like helping them through that and navigating what can sometimes be really difficult systems and red tape. And I guess the other thing that we don't always think about it, that 211 can do, is help us identify unmet needs, right? Mm-hmm. So if they've established, you know, maybe in the last 4 months we've gotten 46 calls for this. Like, is this something we need to be talking about? You know, kind of goes back to that nimble conversation that we had before. But like, is this something we need to talk about, or we need to talk to convene a group or talk to a certain agency about and say, hey, you know, here's a constant request that we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really interesting part of this.
What can we, you know, is there something we can do? And maybe there's not, but maybe there is. Well, or at least it's on everyone's radar.
There's only so much that can be answered through surveys and through the Alice report and these things. We all understand that stuff slips through the cracks on us sometimes. Being observant, paying attention, being insightful, seeing that information that's coming across the desk and everything, like, oh, this seems like a concern. This seems like a need. I'm really glad you brought that up. I think that's an interesting part of this that not a lot of us would think of. It also gives me an opportunity, though, to embarrass you, Terry, because none of this this stuff doesn't happen. Oh, you challenge me.
No, this isn't the regular morning show. You got to save that for that one.
But I do have to say that everything starts from the top. And when you have somebody that is that insightful, thinking of those kind of things, and to be fair, somebody from that community in doing these things, it's not a coincidence that the United Way is doing all these things and all this stuff we've been able to talk about the last 3 hours, and we have somebody like you up at the top of there and making a lot of these decisions. You obviously don't do it alone, and I know that's the case, but the board, your staff, you yourself, you guys are the ones that are making all of this stuff happen. So while we're talking about businesses and bringing in all these different organizations, I'm not going to let you leave here today without giving some credit to where you guys at the United Way. That goes to all the people that are paid staff. That goes to everybody that has volunteered over the years at the United Way. We greatly appreciate you. That is something that I cannot stress enough. We greatly appreciate you. I cannot have a day like this and not think of what it would be like if we didn't have the United Way, if we didn't have all these programs, all these different things that go on and affect our community. We read the Alice report yesterday. We went over those numbers. We have anybody listening out there. You're a member of society. You're out and about. You're bopping around. You understand the world that we're in right now and the way things are. It's tough. It's not. There's no sugarcoating this or anything. These are tougher times. It could be so much more devastating. So much more worse. There are communities that are being hit so much harder than ours. When it comes to it, and it's not a coincidence that we have such a solid nonprofit in our area, that we have so many great people in our area contributing to that. But so many of the people that are contributing are also people that are in need. So we encourage more people to help out. We want more people to be a part of this. Let's help the United Way not just continue what they've been doing. Let's help them do more. Let's help them create more and find more things to do. And you can do that by funding, by being a part of this, by donating. We encourage you to do that. There's still plenty of time to do that. Call up 715-421-0390, 421-0390, and be a part of this and impact your community right now. You can do it just right now by donating some money. And also keep in mind to businesses out there, we got great partners, great businesses that have joined us for many years here on the radio station. If you're one of those businesses, if you're somebody new out there, you got a new business, you want to get some good advertising, this is the best place to come. Not only do we have the best sales and marketing staff you could ask for, Steph is going to take good care of you. Our voices on the air here are going to promote your commercial. You pay for a 30-second commercial, you're going to get a lot more than 30 seconds out of your advertising with us. And to add to that, say you spend $500, a minimum of $500 in advertising with us. Our good friends at Civic Media, Mike, Sage, the whole gang up there want to show that we appreciate that, so we will double that. You spend $500, you're going to get $1,000 worth of advertising. And as we're going into the holiday season and everything, I don't know, I have a feeling that businesses might want to advertise, might want to get on the radio station here. It's a great opportunity to do that. Boom, boom, just both of those things at once, along with showing your support of the community, showing your support for the United Way. It's one of those things, that dollar, that money can go so much farther than any of us can really word.
Yeah, absolutely. And, thank you for the compliment, and it's appreciated. And I
just
think
wrote
that,
what you told me to.
I'll slip you the $5 later. So, I think that it is important. Of course, you recognize the United Way team, but all of the stakeholders, when we think about board members and volunteers and partner programs, but then also those internal initiatives and, all of those rolled up together. But I think what's really important that you said there is that we need more. Mm-hmm. We need more investors and more donors, because while our community, maybe, as you said, it hasn't been hit maybe as hard as other communities in certain aspects, we do still have people in our community that have a need, and we have people that are hurting in our community and need the support of the partner programs that we help to fund and need this and need the ability to pick up their phone and dial 211 and say, I really need help with this. And so I think that while we're doing well and we're serving a great number of people in the community and we are engaging volunteers and doing great work, there is always more work to be done. And so, that's really my challenge is, what this is our fundraising time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the ask today is for money. I mean, the ask is what can you do? Our sweepstakes, to be part of that, you give $1 a week. Mm-hmm. And so I would really challenge people to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that $1 a week is pretty easy to come up with, mm-hmm. Even if it's just our spare change for the week. Mm-hmm. When we pay for something and they give us 37 cents back, let that pile up. And then, when you get to $1, donate it. Yep. But I think that there's a lot of different ways to think about it. But I think almost everyone can afford to do that. And it makes exponential change in the community. And so while we are doing well and we have great stakeholders, and things are going good for the most part in our community, there is still need. Yeah. And so, I just think that that's a really important thing to recognize, that we need more people to be engaged.
We encourage you to do that, too. And there are many ways to do that throughout the year, to invest in your United Way, invest in your community. One of the things you guys have going on right now, and I want to touch on before we wrap up here, the re-silent auction, Terry, that's going to be kicking in pretty soon here.
Yep, so we're just kind of in a planning time right now. So organizations could sign up to donate a wreath. And so that window has passed. And right now we are collecting those wreaths. Mm-hmm. And so they might have purchased them. They might have made them. They could be fresh, could be artificial, could be lit, non-lit. There was some guidelines. But then on Thursday, December 1st, our wreath auction will go live on our website. And so you just create a profile, and it's super, super easy. But so you just create a profile, and then the silent auction will continue up to December 6th. And then at that time, you can make your purchase if you were fortunate enough to win one of the wreaths. And you make your purchase online, or you can come in and pay by check. And then you could pick, you literally could pick it up on December 7th. Yeah, and then you've got that for the rest of the holiday season. Now, I will say some of them have already been dropped off at our office. And there is the cutest little gnome, and you'd be going up against Amy.
I'm obsessed.
So she, but it is really, really, really cute. But there
are hangs right by my office, which is where it would stay. Just needs to stay there. Yeah, yeah. I know. They're taunting me with
it. It's fine. But it's just in that kind of fun, I guess, non-traditional way of getting involved. But you could, get a wreath for yourself or for someone else as a gift, and impact the United Way in that way as well.
Tell the kids out there, you want to make mom happy. I can guarantee, and I don't say that lightly, I almost guarantee they're going to love that gift if you get it for them and stuff, especially if you've got a mother that it's very hard to please sometimes.
But James,
even she can be happy.
Even if you got her one last year, she still would take another one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, she has made that very, very
I sent
clear.
A picture of the gnome one to both my daughters, and like, who's buying this for
nice,
me?
Nice. Well played, Amy. Well
So that is a great opportunity. Yeah. Also just want to remind folks that our sweepstakes deadline is this Friday at 4 o'clock. So if you want to qualify for one of those cash prizes, and those cash prizes are sponsored, that's an important note. That is not coming out of donor investment dollars. Those are sponsored by local businesses. And those prizes are also awarded before Christmas. So that's also, just a fun thing. And so I just really encourage people. We've just spent 3.5 hours talking about United Way and the work that we do and the partners that we have. And, I would encourage people for the rest of the day today, just, dig deep and really think about what could I do? Mm-hmm. How could I contribute to the community in a way that I haven't? Or maybe I used to and I haven't for a while. Or maybe I already contributed, but I could still spare another $5. Or whatever the case would be. But I would ask people for the rest of the day today to just be reflective about what you heard and what you could do and who you could share it with.
Right. What do you want to leave behind? What impact do you want to make? Whether you're going to, you're a young person, you're an older person, whatever the case might be, that is on our shoulders as citizens of this world. This is a chance to make an impact. This is a chance to make a difference. And you don't get a lot of those openings. You don't get a lot of those chances in life. Here is one of them. And it starts just by donating and investing in your community. And I think that's a really good note, Terry, about even no matter where you fall on that spectrum, you have donated, you haven't donated, what have you, of thinking how I can impact, what can I do to, add to this cause? Because spent 3.5 hours talking about the United Way and the different programs, organizations, and we didn't even really scratch the surface, you guys. I mean, there's still so many different people. We could do this another 3 hours
and
keep bringing people
in.
I
wonder why my brain is exploding.
Right?
Half of the time.
Right?
And if you have a need out there, please call 211 and get that established. Get on the start taking some steps to accomplish whatever it is that you're needing to do, and Amy's happy to help you there. And also, if you're interested in volunteering, connect with Ben at United Way. Those are additional ways that you can engage.
Encourage you to find out more about the United Way. You can go to their website, uwswac.org. As we mentioned, the 211 website, 211.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great follow. And we're wrapped up another one, Terry. There's another radiothon wrapped up here.
Another year. Yeah. Another year older.
Already looking forward to doing it again next year. I want to thank everybody that called up, made donations, everybody that joined us today, coming into here to the building and hanging out with us. It's been a great time, really great conversation. And as we mentioned, the campaign is still going on. While the Radiothon might wrap up, the campaign for the United Way is still going on. We encourage you to impact your community, to add to your community, and donate with the United Way.
Thank you.
Thank you both for the time. And say hi to the rest of the staff for us and everything. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and we'll get into Morning Magazine for the day. We have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer joining us coming up right here at WFHR.